Week 3, Sunday, Evening Prayer 2. Please note, move forward on this disc to the 17th of December whenever this date occurs. Use the office of the date even if it is the fourth Sunday of Advent. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Creator of the stars of night, the people's everlasting light, Redeemer, Saviour of us all, O hear your servants when they call. As once through Mary's flesh you came to save us from our sin and shame, so now, Redeemer, by your grace, come heal again our fallen race. And when on that last judgment day we rise to glory from decay, then come again, O Saviour blessed, and bring us to eternal rest. See, the Lord will come, he will sit with princes, and he will mount the glorious throne. Psalm 109. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Sion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. See, the Lord will come, he will sit with princes, and he will mount the glorious throne. The mountains will bring forth joy, and the hills justice. For the Lord, the light of the world, comes in strength. Psalm 110. I will thank the Lord with all my heart, in the meeting of the just and their assembly. Great are the works of the Lord, to be pondered by all who love them. Majestic and glorious his work, his justice stands firm for ever. He makes us remember his wonders. The Lord is compassion and love. He gives food to those who fear him, keeps his covenant ever in mind. He has shown his might to his people by giving them the lands of the nations. His works are justice and truth. His precepts are all of them sure, standing firm for ever and ever. They are made in uprightness and truth. He has sent deliverance to his people and established his covenant for ever. Holy, his name to be feared. To fear the Lord is the first stage of wisdom. All who do so prove themselves wise. His praise shall last for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The mountains will bring forth joy, and the hills justice, for the Lord, the light of the world, comes in strength. Let us live justly and honestly while we are awaiting in hope the coming of the Lord.
A Canticle from Revelations 19. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. His judgments are true and just. Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great. The Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. The marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Let us live justly and honestly while we are awaiting in hope the coming of the Lord. A reading from Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let all men know of your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Responsory. Show us, Lord, your steadfast love. Show us, Lord, your steadfast love, and grant us your salvation. Show us, Lord, your steadfast love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Show us, Lord, your steadfast love. Are you the one who is to come, or are we to expect another? Tell John what you hear and see, the blind see again, the lame walk, and the good news is preached to those who are poor in spirit. Alleluia.
My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Are you the one who is to come, or are we to expect another? Tell John what you hear and see, the blind see again, the lame walk, and the good news is preached to those who are poor in spirit. Alleluia.
Intercessions. We pray to our Lord, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Come and remain with us, Lord. Gabriel announced your coming to the Virgin Mary. Son of the Most High, come to claim your kingdom. Come and remain with us, Lord. John the Baptist rejoiced to see your day. Come, bring us your salvation. Come and remain with us, Lord. Simeon acknowledged you, light of the world. Bring your light to all people of goodwill. Come and remain with us, Lord. We look for you as watchmen look for the dawn. You are the sun that will awake the dead to new life. Come and remain with us, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray.
Grant, Almighty God, that looking forward in faith to the feast of our Lord's birth, we may feel all the happiness our Saviour brings, and celebrate his coming with unfailing joy. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.